You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah. I mean, like, I gotta be like the pioneer to the, you know. I was popping that Cristal and a lot of y'all thought it was Ben. You know? Wearing that platinum.
Man.
Thought it was silver.
This was one of his hardest albums, though. This is the first one, Reasonable Doubt, wasn't it?
Was Imaginary Player on Reasonable Doubt, Ricky?
That's a nice motherfucker. Fat time following me around. He covered.
As I thought, no, it was In My Lifetime.
Right, that's what I thought.
In My Lifetime, okay.
This is the Biggie beats. This is when he got the beats from Biggie. After Biggie passed and he got all the beats and stuff like that. So this is one of...
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is like late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, because Reasonable Doubt was 96.
95, 96.
96, and then Biggie passed, and then he got all the beats from Puff. And so this is one of those.
Oh, that's a nice fact. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because he got nice. A lot of those beats off of that next album was scheduled for Big.
Wow. Now that you mentioned it, this does sound like a Biggie beat.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't even know that. So maybe that goes back to when that relationship probably took a...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's when
there was an interview. Like, there was an interview on... I was watching something on the internets. There was an interview where what's the British guy that does all the interviews? I can't remember his name. But
Piers Morgan?
Yeah, I think it was him.
Okay.
And Jigga was talking to him, and he was stating that he was admitting to when he did a lot of these beats, he was like, Puffy just had them, and he was just listening to them. And he went, Puffy called him into the studio, and he was working on the movie with, Denzel Washington, the Frank Lucas joint, where he did the album.
American Gangster.
Yeah. He was working on that one. And Biggie had all of these, Puffy still had all of these beats that he was doing that he was going to use for Biggie. And Jigga came through, and it was 97, whatever, and boom. Same thing with In My Lifetime.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Those songs were a lot of those beats were for Biggie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, some interesting takes we're getting on our True Talking text line. Thanks again, Truth Nation, for hitting us up, getting engaged in this conversation. Craig says, what would stop Jay-Z from having his people go after or try to intimidate her? It's a serious thing when a victim tells on men in power. That's why victims don't come out for fear of retaliation. Look at what Trump did and still trying to do to people against him. Jay's no different. So, yes. Protect her till it's time for court. Again, this is if we're talking about a criminal lawsuit.
But isn't it an oxymoron to say, well, they're not going to attack her now? You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
So now or later, like now laters, you get what I'm saying?
I think it's a difference.
Yeah, if it's going to happen, I don't think that people are going to be like, okay, stand down now. Because she said something.
I think in a criminal case, she's doing her civic duty.
There you go.
To make sure that this person is a criminal.
Absolutely.
And they are taken off the streets. And in that instance, she should definitely be protected. Her identity should be protected. Her life shouldn't be altered in one bit. In a civil case, she is entering, like you said, she's entering in this arena. She's going after this man's pockets.
That's my point.
Different. She's not doing a civic duty.
Right.
She's going after this man's pockets.
Yep.
Because of something that may have happened outside of the statute of limitations.
Yes. Yep. And on top of that, it's a fight. It's called a fight for a reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're fighting for that. It's not that he's just going to say, oh, you know, here's whatever you're asking for, and you don't even have to tell me who's asking for this money. So that means anybody could just pop up next week and say, yeah, I was at a Diddy party with Jay-Z, and he did this to me too.
Right.
Absolutely.
I ain't got to tell you who I am. I ain't got to tell you.
I ain't got to worry about that.
Yep. Yeah.
I could just get some money
and
say I was at this party and something happened to me.
And I have
to prove nothing. Then I'm going to do it too. Because now it's a financial gain for it.
As last time I checked, it's called extortion.
Yep.
The caller hit us up on our talking text line and says, awesome take, Homer. If your 13-year-old daughter is at a Diddy party, you should be arrested for child neglect.
How about that?
Well, I feel you. But
that was saying the same thing about R. Kelly victims, they parents.
Yeah.
They should have been locked up too because they knew all about it.
We don't know. We don't know. In sex trafficking and things like that, from what I understand, it can be, there's any number of ways that she could have gotten in this position.
But those parents for the R. Kelly situation, they absolutely said that they knew.
Yeah. If this young lady, when she was a young lady, she's a woman now, if her parents was involved in her life or whatever the case, we don't know where her situation was.
Foster parent, caregiver.
She may not have had a parent. You know what I mean? She could have been on the streets. We don't know.
Come on, bro. We don't know.
So I don't want to place that
I'm not a victim shamer either, but come on, bro.
And I don't want to go. That, but I'm just saying, we understand what sex trafficking and what happens and how Diddy has drugged people and done things. We don't know what happened to get her in this party or what happened to get her in this position, because Diddy has taken, he's got accusations of taking people from state to state, on planes and then, moving them around. We don't know.
Right.
But what we know now is she's 34. And she has decided now to enter into this arena. And in entering into this arena, she's her own caregiver. She's her own custodian. And she needs to, I'm the one that's accusing you, Jigga, of doing this.
I want to
have this money because you did this to me.
Even Annie had somebody who was responsible for her.
Yeah.
Annie, tomorrow. There's always. I'm just saying. There are some people. Come on,
you. Homer,
so,
we know,
so from 13 all the way that she just didn't have nobody.
We know. We don't
and
know.
She made
I'm
it to a high level party like
at that point in her life. We don't know what her life was like. I know plenty of young women who were living on the streets at 13, going from house to house, living, couch to couch.
They not like
doing
us.
Different stuff.
They not like
we don't
us.
Know if that's what she was doing or not. So I don't want to place that on her
I'm
parents.
Not a victim blamer.
She could have been
or shamer,
off in the streets doing something.
Hey, I'm not, come on.
I am so glad you all are saying that, because Courtney hit us up on our talking text line and says, wow, the shock of being assaulted after can cause someone to not have the evidence for a criminal case. Lots of victim blaming this morning. And we want to reiterate, we are not shaming or blaming any victim.
Right.
We are just saying that there is just right now an accusation. It's an accusation that is over 20 years old. And it's also
no criminal charges.
And we are just given the facts. None of us were there.
That's right.
So
right.
We can't sit up here and say he did it or he didn't do it. We don't know if we should believe the victim or believe Jay-Z. We're not saying any of that. We're just trying to lay out all the facts and all the perspectives and all the angles you have to look at this, and not just say, oh, it's another celebrity getting hit with a lawsuit.
Right.
Right.
Especially when you're talking about a sexual assault accusation against a 13-year-old.
Correct.
That is one of the most serious crimes or offenses that you can commit.
Yeah.
And it should be taken with that. Because it's not Jonathan Majors getting lied on by an ex-girlfriend who clearly wanted to still be with him and he didn't want to be with her.
Right.
That's not the case here.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about someone who is saying something that can ruin his life. Now, if this is
true. If he done it, then it should ruin his life.
That's
you feel what I'm saying?
Exactly. But, that's what we're saying.
Right.
If he did this, then yes. Anything, all the repercussions from this act should come along with it.
Absolutely.
But if he didn't do it.
Then what?
Then what?
And that's where I believe that Jay-Z is at now. And as anybody should be as now. Like, you know what? Hold on. Let's put it on the table. Let's put everything on the table because you are coming for me. Now, if you have legitimate, stuff that can be proven, this, that, and the other, then let's go. Mm-hmm. But to end up just saying, I can come in here and accuse any one of you brothers and say that y'all did this.
Yeah. And see,
it's
that's
a
the
scary
that's,
part.
And see, that's
a scary
the difference
world
that,
we're living
that,
in.
That,
if that's the case.
Who was that was speaking right there in the text? What was her name? That said we were victim shaming.
Courtney.
What you're missing is that it is the fact that it is a criminal case and then there's the civil case. And what we keep harping on this fact is that the difference in a criminal case is there's evidence.
Yep.
Before it goes to trial, before they accuse somebody, before they even start doing anything and putting this person's name in it, there's evidence. There's right. there's some type of facts that are put
probable
behind
cause
it. Probable cause.
Corroboration.
All of this other stuff, right? But with a civil case, you just filing a case.
Right.
You're saying, I'm suing this person because of X, Y, and Z. There isn't any of that evidence that's backing it up because right. it hasn't been presented yet. So we're not victim shaming. Right. We're saying present that evidence, and then we can have it out on the
table. 'Cause it wouldn't be a conversation. Yeah. If the evidence was there,
yeah.
this wouldn't even
we
be
don't
a
know
conversation.
If it's there or not.
Right.
We don't know, but and when he's saying this, when he's asking for the dismissal expeditiously, that's what he's asking is present this evidence
right.
that you're saying I did this and not just running my name through the mud. And then once that, she may have a picture of Jigga standing right there
and
from her cell phone from 2000. We don't know.
And mm-hmm. if it was evidence, then that when it becomes a criminal case.
Right.
We don't
you feel
know.
What I'm saying? So, again, when we talk about civil lawsuits, listen, I can end up saying that, yeah, I want to sue her because I don't think she's attractive. And I could literally take that to court. And for those people who watch all of these shows, the People's Court and all of that, you see how frivolous some of these suits are.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know.
And Valerie hit us up on our YouTube message board and says, Jonathan Majors lost a lot because of that lady. And I feel like he deserves an apology from Marvel Comic for dropping him. And he should file a lawsuit against her for all the money he lost.
I said that yesterday.
Yeah. Probably won't happen.
Won't happen.
But, again, if these things aren't true, and the damage is already done because before anyone ever makes it to a courtroom, they're being tried by the court of opinion.
Yes. Yeah,
public opinion.
Yep. Court of public opinion. Para Lloyd said it's always victim shaming until we run into a Jonathan Majors situation. Blame the ones that lie about this stuff.
Hey.
Yeah.
No lies told there.
And listen, as black men, we have had throughout history a number of things, and I go back to, and I always mention Emmett Till when people bring up this stuff, because the white woman said he, whatever, winked at her, stared at her too long, whatever he did that offended her and got him killed. At the end of the day, she, on her deathbed, talking about she made it all up.
Right.
We need to, there needs to be, if you're going to accuse somebody of something like this, something so heinous, and then it turns out that you made it up, that there's unequivocal fact that you made this up, you should be charged with something.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to come out and run my name through the mud and damage me, then I'm going to countersue you for damages for lying at this point.
That's it.
And you said, I have that right.
Absolutely.
Yes, and this is something we spoke about. The caller says, Telly, Dame, Homer, the mothers, daughters, and wives of falsely accused men are victims also. Jay-Z's daughter, Blue Ivy, for example. Even if Jay-Z is found innocent, these accusations will impact her future.
And that's what he was talking about. You know what I'm saying? Which is one of the other reasons why he's saying expeditiously. So now the narrative, if it was not a true situation, the narrative can be flipped. It can be changed.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? And he can also have the internet scrubbed.
Yeah.
Not really a city girl. You're dead on. She says, liars should be charged.
Yeah, you should be charged.
Yep.
And hopefully, and like we said, we don't know what happened. We don't.
That's right.
None of us were there.
That's right.
We don't know what evidence they have, but now they have the opportunity to present that evidence. And in presenting that evidence, they should Jigga deserves the right to know who is his accuser.
Yeah.
In a civil case, he has that right. You're mm-hmm. asking to get in my pockets. I need to know who you are. What are your standings? What are you trying to do? Why are you trying to get in my pockets? Because it could be extortion. Mm-hmm. It could be a shakedown.
Absolutely.
It could be all of this stuff. And we don't know that if we don't know who this person is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just going off of the lawyer, the Busby guy, that's what he does. He shakes people down, corporations, and gets money.
Yeah, yeah.
Jim Class on the YouTube, Truth Nation YouTube, said, who are we to tell anyone how they should process their trauma? For some, civil court is justice. We don't get it, and that fine doesn't make it wrong, period. But the thing is, who deals with, if it is found out to be not true, who deals with the trauma of Blue Ivy and everybody else? So I'm saying we got to be strong and balanced with anything. So if we're saying that, we also got to understand the other side,
right,
and how it can be damaging and ruin people's lives as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get to just ruin people's lives, and then when it's found to be not true, nobody should say anything about you ruining somebody's life.
Well,
so you open yourself up, period, when you come with these, but you better have your receipts.
Right.
You better have your facts that can then make this say, okay, this is a criminal complaint. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you had way before a Diddy situation came up to say, I want to bring this forward, not wait until. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes,
so,
yes.
So those are just valid situations in my heart.
Think about the brother that he was a football player in college, right? And the woman said he, or high school or whatever it was, and he was probably going to go pro. Ended up playing a couple games in the pros after he got out of jail.
Brian Blade story.
Where he found out he didn't do any of the stuff. Ruined his life.
Ruined his life.
So if you're going to say these things and it's not true, you should be, your life should be up for grabs as well.
Right.
Yes, you should be, there should be some type of, you better have your stuff together if you come in here with this. Because if you don't, you're ruining someone's life and it could come back on you.
It cost Emmett Till his life.
Right. Yes, you shouldn't be able to throw mud and just think it's not going to come back on you.
Well, Mr. Blow, Jim Class says, I agree. Two things can be true at one time. And that is so true. We're going to step aside for a quick break, but when we return, we'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break, and we'll get into some of the questions we have about the killer of the United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson, and this dude. There's a lot of stuff that the math ain't mathing, y'all.
It ain't
adding up, and we're going to get into that a little later, but keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we have big news. Mark your calendars for Friday, February 28th, as we will be hosting our first annual Truth Community Award celebrating individuals making a real difference in our community. We will honor the excellence in our community and recognize the quiet warriors creating extraordinary impacts. Tickets go on sale soon, and you do not want to miss this night of inspiration and celebration. Come celebrate with us on Friday, February 28th at the Truth Community Awards presented by Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel. And boy, you want to talk about and again, Truth Nation, if y'all, we talk about it all the time, if we had a camera and you guys could see what we do during the breaks, because the conversation doesn't just stop when we say we'll be back. I wanted to pick up on something that Homer was talking about, and the scrutiny that comes along with these accusations that are around, and the longer they linger, the more people start to kind of pry. And Craig hit it on the head on our talking text line. Craig says, but Jay-Z ain't no stranger to these type of things being said about him and young girls. Look at Aaliyah.
So now
you're about to start like digging and
bringing up other stuff.
What was that picture? How old was Beyonce when Jay-Z met her? And so when you throw something out there, you giving everybody an opportunity to start dissecting your life.
Yeah.
Because what do we like to do more than anything else? Dissect other people's lives.
Yeah. Yep.
We don't want you to look at our
that
lives.
That part.
We're busy. If we start to try and dig stuff on you, then no one's going to be focused on what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. And that's why he said expeditiously. Get this out the way. I can't have people. I'm trying to run a business. I can't have people all up in my business while I'm trying to run a business.
That's right.
That's not good for business.
Yes.
And that's that. You know, as funny as that sounds, that's real.
That's where he stands right now. Gosh, that is so real. Again, Truth Nation, we appreciate all the engagement. You can always hit us up, 833-212-1017. Stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. And as many questions that are surrounding Jay-Z and this lawsuit and how Jigga is trying to get this over with, there are as many questions surrounding the killer of the United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson. Mm-hmm. And Stacy on our talking text line asks, what is the main reason they say CEO Brian Thompson was targeted? I think they are still trying to figure that out as they piece together evidence, as they just identified and arrested the suspected gunman in the shooting CEO United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
He had depose, deny, and what was the other D word on the pause?
Depose,
the
deny, and
destroy. I don't know.
Destroy or defend? It was another
delay. Delay. It was delayed, deposed, and then denied. That's what I think the other one was, delayed.
Yeah.
And so when he added that, I was initially like, okay, somebody who killed this guy, their family member, somebody close to him, their mother, their father, or somebody had been, you know, you develop, like the FBI does, you develop a psychological profile of this person off of the information that you're given, and you would think that it would be somebody who was hurt by a close person in their family dying
and being denied.
And mm-hmm. the guy
or
they
was
got
delayed.
Question number one, the guy they got don't have none of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He don't have nobody. And they went back to 2014 to try to find somebody close to him that had passed. He didn't have none of that. So the emotionality of it, because you come up on somebody like that and you shoot somebody, that lets you know that's an emotional type of kill. That's not a political kill. That's an emotional kill. I'm coming up on you, wah, wah. You know?
Yep. Yeah. Ghost gun, ghost suppressor, like, you know, everything.
Yeah. Let's go through the questions, Telly.
And according to all the people that know him, his name is Luigi Mangione, a 26-year-old high school valedictorian, an Ivy League graduate.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to find a potential motive on why he would do this. But my questions, and I said I couldn't wait to talk about this morning, was, okay, they found you, so you were able to kill this man almost broad daylight in Midtown Manhattan.
Correct.
You get on a bike, you go to the bus station, and no one sees you ever again.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 days later, you are only 285 miles down the road in Altoona, Pennsylvania, eating at a McDonald's.
Eating a McGriddle.
A McRib or McGriddle. I don't know. That's crazy.
Chilling.
But you still have
everything.
A gun. You still have some of the clothes that you had on 5 days ago.
The book bag with all of the stuff in it.
And a manifesto on why you did what you did, still on you.
Mm-hmm. Now let's break this down. Now this is a man that is smart enough to know when he came into New York, he came on a bus.
Mm-hmm.
He got on at one of the stops that they couldn't trace,
mm-hmm.
so nobody saw him get on the bus. He gets off the bus. He goes to a hostel where there's, you know, they got cameras, but he keeps his mask on for most of the time that he's there.
Mm-hmm.
He's keeping his mask on for most of the time that he's in the city, which means he's really trying to hide his identity.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to get away with this, right? he uses cash for everything that he does. That's why he stays at the hostel, because they're taking cash.
Mm-hmm.
So he uses cash for the taxi cab rider and all of this other stuff, right? He uses a silencer because he doesn't want to notify people that he's killed this person, right?
Mm-hmm.
He uses a silencer. He uses a ghost gun that doesn't, and if you know what a ghost gun is, that's the type of gun that they can't track.
Yep.
He 3D printed this gun out. There's no serial number on it. They can't track it. So he's done all of this stuff to avoid being captured. That's just that. Now he's got a plan to get out away from there. He gets on a bicycle, goes into Central Park, takes the stuff out of his bag, puts it now into another bag,
mm-hmm.
and throws the bag away. And then goes to the police, goes to the bus station, and he never comes out of the bus station again. So he gets on, finds a way to get on a bus, gets off at a stop, but they don't see him because you know they done checked all of the cameras to these stops. Well, maybe they didn't because they didn't check the cameras in Waukesha, but we think they did. And so they done checked all of these cameras, and he's chilling in the McDonald's in Altoona, where all of these police officers, all of these FBI agents have tried to locate this man, and you mean to tell me the McDonald's
employee is the reason
why you've caught this man?
Something about that
I'm
mech.
Loving it.
Something you, about that mech in
and
front
you
of
catch
everything.
This man
McFries.
With the mask still on his neck.
Yep.
With the book bag. Now, he done switched book bags. Mm-hmm. So he done took the stuff out the other book bag.
But he still
put
got
it in this other book bag. And he's got the gun. He's mm-hmm. got the clothes. He's got everything.
The
so he's smart enough
everything.
To do all of this stuff, which means he's trying to get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's dumb enough to keep everything. That's what you're telling me?
Man, look, listen.
I don't believe it.
I told you, man.
I'm loving
it. Just there's a lot that's not adding up, man.
McDonald's will do that to you, man. McDonald's, man. He probably has some McCafe. You know what I'm saying? yeah, let me get a McCafe, and you know. But my thing is, you know, with all of these different things, when they were looking at, they had enough facial, you know. Facial recognition is a beast. I don't care mm-hmm. what kind of mask you have on. Your eyes, you know, it's retina scans with just about everything. If you want to do clear, if you want to do all of these different things. So I think he had to know that they were going to know who the hell he was.
But here's the thing.
But he was smart because of all of the things you said.
Yeah, going back to just even wearing the mask for the entire time he was
there. 10 days.
You know how he got caught?
That
As they
real.
Say, no. How his identity.
Oh, okay.
He was flirting with some chick, right?
Power of the P.
Man. He was flirting with a chick somewhere at the hostel.
Isn't it always like...
Man, he busts a smile.
Where is the P?
He wanted to,
shout out to the
flirt
DRE.
With the desk clerk.
Mm-hmm.
And pulled his mask down to show, like, yeah, what's good.
Right.
Come in on, that man. Moment, did you totally forget why you were there?
Listen, not really a city girl on the YouTube, Truth Nation, said he executed the job like an overachiever and got caught like a dropout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, from the images that they were showing before he pulled his mask down, there was no way that you could have identified him. I mean, you just saw his eyes and eyebrows. You knew he was a white guy, but that was it.
Listen, if they had,
say eyebrows?
Yeah, if they had the picture of him smiling, there is no way that you can't tell me that this man is from a family of influence
right.
in Maryland that nobody knew. That's Luigi now.
Right.
That you know nobody
it's Mario.
That's him.
Yeah.
There's no way that they mm-hmm. can't tell me that nobody knew who this dude was. So everybody was being quiet on that. Cool. But again, this man knew he had a whole escape plan. He rode his bicycle into Central Park, ditched the bike, ditched the bag that he had, got a new bag. And you mean to tell me he stops in Altoona to have some McDonald's? I know everybody got to eat. But
I'm
come
loving
on.
It.
And when he was found carrying a backpack containing a black 3D printed pistol and a black 3D printed silencer. 5 days after the... Why are you still carrying... I don't know. Hopefully, Truth Nation, y'all can help me understand this. 833-212-1017. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This is serious business.
Creation Muse agrees with me. Creation Muse on our YouTube message board says the power of the opposite sex.
Yep.
But as much as we've been talking about this, and the more we try to find answers, it seems like the more questions come about.
Yeah. Right.
Because, again, someone who seems to be this smart, how do you end up getting caught eating lunch at a McDonald's and chilling?
I'm loving it.
And on top of that, let's also take into consideration that it was reported yesterday that the New York City Police Department drove the 285 miles down the highway to go and arrest him. So you mean to tell me you were in this McDonald's chilling that long where an employee can call 911 and say, hey, I think this is the guy everyone's looking for. And the police could get down there and arrest him. Wow. In this amount of time.
Well, you know, I think with the local police, that they arrived first. The officer that only had 6 months in as a sworn officer.
Okay.
He was the original officer.
He got there? Okay.
So there was an officer from Altoona, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Altoona. Yeah.
And he was the one that ended up taking that call and then ended up asking questions or whatnot. Let me see your face and all of those things. And that's why I said, one, the employees are going to be the McDowell's employees of the month. And they're going to have their pictures all on the wall. And then, of course, that officer, he's going to be held as a national, you feel what I'm saying, hero, because he ended up making that actual arrest. So later, after he was in custody, and they took him into custody.
That's when they came down? Why would you be chilling at McDonald's that long?
Yeah, McDonald's would have been closed. This going man, 285 miles.
This man, again, escaped out of New York City.
New York City?
Escaped out of New York City. All the cameras in New York City, they didn't know where he was.
He just vanished.
He vanished. So he's smart enough to do that, right? And he shows up in Altoona, right? 5 days later or whatever, right? The feds didn't know where he was. We're talking about the feds. We're not talking about the Waukesha County Police that just don't go across the hall and ask the dude a question. These are the feds. They dotting I's, they crossing T's, and they had no idea where this man was.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows up in Altoona, in the McDonald's, chilling. That's just like, here you go. Here's this guy. You're offering yourself up. So at this point, he decided to offer himself up. Was it like, I've shown that I can outsmart y'all, now I'm going to give myself up?
Was he an Orange Man supporter? Because, you know, he liked McDonald's too.
There you go. Maybe that was it. But whatever the case may be, this man still had all the incriminating evidence. So you went through all of this to evade being caught, but then you still have all the incriminating evidence. And then they talk about this manifesto. If you've read papers before, it don't sound too much different than a paper that someone wrote with a theory about the Unabomber.
And it's right.
When you write a paper, you write in a paper to show a differing point of view. So his differing point of view was the Unabomber was a revolutionary, and this was his act of revolution, was the things that he was doing, was sending these bombs. It's a differing point of view. It's an academic point of view. That ain't a manifesto, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? So when they throw those words around and they make it seem like, because I'm looking at it like, well, some of the stuff I've written in college, if it comes back on me, is that a manifesto?
Yeah.
You know, because I've written about police brutality and all of this other stuff that's going on. So if something happens, is that a manifesto at this point? No. A manifesto is I killed that dude because of X, Y, and Z.
Yep.
They don't have X, Y, and Z. They still don't know why he did it. Like we were saying, the 2014 is the last time somebody close to him died.
Mm-hmm.
So that's taken off of the table. He worked at his family owned nursing homes. So maybe that's it. I saw something they were talking about yesterday about United Healthcare, about what they do to make money, and they deny stuff, and to the point where some of the doctors that work for United Healthcare have to go get payday loans because they even denying the doctors. That's how much money they making in United Healthcare. Mm-hmm. So the bigger issue here outside of the murdering is the hell is United Healthcare doing that is upsetting someone at some
make
point?
You, yes.
That he would want to kill somebody.
Now you're asking the right question.
And
now
that's the bigger issue here is let's dive into insurance companies and why are they making money? How can they make money off of denying people stuff?
Well, and I think that comes into where they're, even the police department that was doing the press conference was bringing up the fact that there are people that are saying, yay, that CEO needed to lose his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where this battle is coming in at. And it you wouldn't think that people would be kind of celebrating that happened to that CEO.
And why are they celebrating?
And
what are they doing?
And that's where I'm going with what you're saying and the point that, you know, Telly is bringing up, talking about those are the real questions that need to be asked because there are some people that feel like, it should have happened,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, I think is cruel. You feel what I'm saying? But there are people that are really standing on the side of, yeah, because they denied this. And if he didn't have, because of all of those people in the country mm-hmm. that have felt the denial and where you're saying doctors having to go get payday loans and things of that nature, mm-hmm.
Doctors, you think a doctor is making all of this money mm-hmm. and they, you know, people are like, oh, I'm getting doctor money. But the doctors are not getting paid for services. They're not even paying the doctors. They're not paying out to get the services done. I was watching something yesterday. I did a little research on it. A lady who was going in for some type of surgery and she had took off work. Her husband took off work. Her mother was flying in. The day before she was supposed to get her surgery, United Healthcare said, nah, we're not paying for that.
Wow.
We're not paying for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
and so you don't know what may have triggered him to do this. You're absolutely right, because it clearly has nothing to do with something personally to him. But
right.
Maybe it was something that he have seen from other people mm-hmm. saying, hey, somebody needs to do something about this.
Well, and if we're saying that his parents own nursing homes.
Yeah.
Then I'm sure that they could have been affected by
maybe.
Some of those denials.
Absolutely. That's what I was thinking. Maybe maybe his parents were affected by the denials. Maybe, and because they're such as this affluent family and this well-known family, they don't want to speak about any financial problems they may be going through. Mm-hmm. But maybe he couldn't go to do some of the things he wanted to do because United Healthcare was denying the claims that this family was making for these healthcare, and they were losing money. And maybe that's it. We don't know. But the point, the bigger issue here is why are people celebrating the fact that another person was killed?
Right.
Why are they? And this guy that was killed since 2021, he took over, right? He has increased the amount of denials by United Healthcare at a rate that they've never seen before, to use my Donald Trump language.
I was going
to
say the orange man.
In a rate that you've never seen before. That's what he's done. And so when you look at that, you're like, why is that okay?
Yeah.
Why
you start
are we
to kind of connect
that?
The dots. And I truly hope, besides focusing on Luigi's mental health mm-hmm. and where he is,
mm-hmm.
let's focus mm-hmm. on what could actually drive a person who has a master's from an Ivy League school to kill this man.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that was something I had no idea about, that these denials have skyrocketed since mm-hmm. 2021.
When he became
CEO. Yep. And Not Really a City Girl says so many procedures, medications, and preventative care claims were denied. This, I hope, changes how coverage is handled for people who need it.
Mm-hmm.
That's if they choose
right
to do that. Because here's the thing. The narrative can be painted in any way possible. I mean, any way they want it to be painted. Meaning,
correct.
What did we, when George Floyd first was murdered, all the attention was on him.
Mm-hmm.
He had a fake 20. He, you know, he has this, you know, history, and he had drugs in his system. We're not talking about
now. That's victim shaming.
Yeah, that we didn't like. Later started to talk about police brutality and things of that nature. That wasn't the first thing that was talked about.
Right.
And so with this, Luigi is going to get all the attention as to, man, why would he do this? But I truly hope at some point we get into what could have been his motivations.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start to look at these practices from these companies and see what could drive someone to actually want to commit murder.
Look, just think about this, though. You've paid into this health insurance for years, you've worked this job or whatever it is and paid into this health insurance. And then it's time for them to come back and pay up on their end. And then they deny you. Not only do they deny you, they delay it first. Then they deny you. So now you're sick. You're this is when you need them to step up. And you watch your love. This is John Q stuff.
I was just getting ready to say it's John Q.
This you've
and
watched
so many
them
other
do this.
Movies.
And right, this you've watched them deny your loved one the medical stuff that they need for whatever reason, and you're doing it only to save money for corporate shareholders. That's why he killed them outside of the corporate shareholder stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, just send a message, and that's the message he's sending, that we are placing dollars over what should be done, what's right. And that's what these health companies are doing.
Yeah, LT hit us up, and here's an example of that. LT on our talking text line says, I have a friend who's a cancer survivor, and she posted many times that she was glad this happened.
Yeah.
Because United Healthcare denied basic cancer treatment.
Think on that.
United Healthcare is a publicly owned company, and they have shareholders to be responsible to. Apparently, they were denying one out of three claims, and this guy was being investigated a stock dump.
Listen, the CEO, that was it. One out of every five claims has been denied over the last 3 years since he's been in control.
Mm-hmm.
That's 20%.
Yes, sir.
That's 20% of everybody that. So it's four of us here. Add one more person.
Right.
Come on, man.
And on
Real
top
talk.
Of that, while he's getting praise for saving and making the money more company, he's getting promoted because it's like, hey, look how much money I brought in by denying people treatment that they need. Man, oh, man, we could keep this conversation going. We got to step aside for our final break. When we return, we will be back with our Truth of the Matter. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, it's that time of the show.
Yes.
We give our truth of the matter, give our takeaways from the topics that we have been discussing throughout the past couple of hours. And before we get to the legendary Homer Blows Truth of the Matter, gotta give LT another shout out because LT texted us again and said, I forgot. She also said that Luigi may be a murderer, but the CEO is a serial killer.
Whew.
Powerful, powerful words, because denying people treatment, you're basically killing them in mass numbers. But our truth of the matter, Mr. Legendary Homer Blow.
Well, I want to thank all of the Truth Nation for being engaged on these topics, because if we're going to really find out and get to the root causes of different things, we're going to have to stay engaged. And when you are engaged and you're not just listening to one opinion, you're able to let us hear other sides, your thoughts. That's what makes it where we can make changes, because we can find out who we with and who we against. We can find out the friends, the foes, but in the end, if it will help us move forward with a lot of these serious discussions, if it can make more people talk about sexual assault and understand how we can talk about the differences and the nuances that makes you not a victim shamer or a victim blamer, but then really try to get to the root causes and why we feel that way. I want to give my last moment as a moment of silence to the late Nick Giovanni, you know, Nikki Giovanni, because, man, the legendary status that she was and the changes she made are priceless. So I just silence my mic for a moment for Nikki Giovanni.
Thank you very much, Mr. Blow.
I don't know how to follow that.
I was about to say, I was just trying to give you a little pregnant pause.
Yeah,
you
I see that.
Together, but, Dave, what is your truth of the matter?
My truth of the matter is this, that no matter how much things change, things stay the same. What we have in Waukesha with how they didn't investigate the guy across the hall, happened with Jeffrey Dahmer, happens to so many of us as well, as where we are being scrutinized, whereas they are being able to get away with anything they want to get away with, because the police department, justice that is supposed to be blind, isn't blind and is seeing all of the time. And the same can be said about what happened in New York, that justice that isn't blind is seeing all of the time. And they just couldn't see this man traveling and evading them. But you steal some candy out the store, they gonna be on your neck.
so true. And thank you for that truth of the matter. I'm gonna make mine really quick. My truth of the matter is, read between the lines. Don't always just focus on what you're being told. You got to think about what's not being told and what's not being reported. And why would someone go and want to assassinate someone? There has to be bigger issues. So let's take everything into consideration, including what's the lawsuit against Jay-Z. Let's not be so quick to judge and let things play out and figure out, okay, there must be reasons behind different things. So again, don't always pay attention, put all your basket in what you're being told. Pay attention to some of the things that aren't being told to you. As always, thank you to the legendary Homer Blow.
Absolutely, man.
Damien LZ, but a great show. Keep it locked right here on 101.7 The Truth. All day long, 9 more hours of consecutive Black Talk Radio. Up next is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. Peace out.